Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Congratulations, Cooper. Outstanding game by yourself. I also thought you worked beautifully with Jake Wybrow up there too. You guys were extremely damaging, as I said to Damien, when the ball hit the deck. And you certainly know where the goals are. There were some classy finishes, so well done. How'd it feel out there? And obviously you ticked that one off on the board, and there's the big loud cheers in the room. That's been a bit of a focus for your group just to get through this batch of three games.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. We've kind of broken the year into blocks, and we realise that we're probably going to be in a bit of a tough spot now, not coming back here. So it's just trying to keep it in the four walls, keep lots of energy, and break it up into four block kind of games. So we're not looking too far ahead. But I thought it was a pretty tough slog. We come in at half time pretty disappointed with how we're going. We're probably just not adapting to the conditions as well as we should have. But we know that we're probably the best three-quarter, four-quarter team in the comp. Well, that's self-belief anyway, and we knew we could come out and flick that switch and play basic football.
Yeah, so just on that second quarter, your coaching team, will they analyse that too much in terms of what you moved away from, or will they just sort of write that one off and say, well, there is going to be momentum swings in the game? They fixed up a few areas and really put the pressure on, but they weren't able to sustain it. So they sort of just write that off, or will they analyse that heavily and say that is a problem going forward against, the better teams?
Yeah, I think it probably goes both ways, but it has to be analysed a bit because we probably haven't started the game as well as we should have. And recent weeks, we probably haven't been going as well as we would have liked in the first and second quarter anyway, so we probably do have to look into it a little bit and try find a theme around what's kind of going wrong in those situations. But obviously the conditions played a pretty big part today, so it's hard to kind of look at your ball movement and things in this kind of weather. But we probably have to look into it a little bit just to see how we can fix that up and play a good solid four quarters of footy coming to the back end of the year.
Coop, thanks for joining us. Tell us what's it like to play in a Battle of the Bridge when there's that intense rivalry between two clubs.
Yeah, I've been here for a couple of years now and been fortunate enough to play in a couple of Battle of the Bridges. It's just a big thing for the community around Bowen Heads, and I'm sure it'd be in the same in Ocean Grove. You just want to make the past players and the people that are here proud, and we really talked about that today, and especially at halftime, we thought we probably disappointed the people coming down and the past players a little bit with how we're playing. And we appreciate the people that come down and support every week, and especially in these conditions, it was one of the best crowds we've had for the year. So we're doing it for ourselves, but we're also doing it for our community because it's a great community down here and we love playing in front of them.
Yeah, 12 goals from 9 starts coming in today. How did you rate your season up until today?
I guess I haven't been disappointed with it at all. I think I've probably just had some good moments, some bad moments during games, and that's probably something individually that I'm trying to fix up a little bit with just moving on from those moments. And I suppose I've probably played a bit of a different role this year, playing more higher up the ground.
Yep.
Compared to previous years, playing deep and just trying to have good impacts when my opportunity comes. But I probably stripped that back a bit today, and we tried to hold our high forwards probably 50 metres off the contest just to give our mids coming through a bit of space. But I suppose I've watched most of the games, and I try and pick things up where I can improve and things that are going well. But I just got to keep banking performances and trying to play my role for the team because that's my main thing. As long as I'm playing my role for the team, I'm happy.
You sort of have to be 8-2 at this time with you moving away and playing most of the second half of the season away from home. So has it been spoken about in the four walls about, I suppose, as you were talking about block-wise, that you had to be at a certain stage knowing that you have to go and play some away games?
Yeah, exactly. We've kind of, you don't want to look too far ahead, and that's what the block model's kind of done for us. But it was kind of mentioned, a couple of weeks ago and coming into this middle part of the year that we could end up at this point of the year kind of 8-2 or 9-1, whichever way you want to look at it. And that Torquay game, we were a bit disappointing, but I suppose if we were to start the year and think we were 8-2 sitting here, we'd be pretty happy, and we're not gonna go away from what we're doing well.
the forward line seems to be functioning pretty well. You don't have an outstandingly big tall, but you've got some, you know, players like Birchie was saying with Jake Wybrow and Mitch Jensen. Jack Henderson plays a bit taller than that, so it's it seems to be working okay in terms of how your forward function and structure is going.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be biased in saying it, but I think we're the most, you know, we're pretty talented down there. And yeah, you could look at it without having a tall down there that it can, you know, be a disadvantage. But we've had Darby Graham, who's tall enough. He's been out the last couple of weeks, but he's played a crucial role for us. Kai Smith, and as you said, Jack Henderson, their ability to leap at the ball and just bring it to ground, that's something that keeps us smaller forwards in the game, like, you know, Jake Wybrow and Angus Ford. So, yeah, I think we're functioning really well. And, you know, one of us might get a bit of attention one week and struggle, but there's always going to be one that I feel is going to get off the chain and have a real big impact.
Coop, I was just going to touch on it. It obviously is a talking point, no doubt, within your forward line group that all your forwards, just when that ball comes in long and deep, you just need to make a contest to bring it to ground, knowing that on any given day there's a small getting some good balance and can finish in front of goal.
Yeah, exactly. I spoke about that with the forwards at quarter time and three quarter time. It's just we really back our taller boys, mid-sized boys, to bring it to ground and make a contest, and we just have to get numbers to the fall of the ground, because I think if you look at today, a lot of our scoring shots have come from long down the line kicks and just outnumbered at ground level from there. So yeah, we mentioned it a couple times, but yeah, as I said, our medium to tall forwards and their ability to bring it to ground is yeah, definitely a massive thing that we love, and it's going well for us.
And over the last few years, you've had some VFL experience, you've had some GFL experience, and you come down to Bowen Heads in the Bellarine and you just look like you're really enjoying your footy.
Yeah, correct. To be honest, like, I love this club a lot, and I haven't been here as long as some of the other junior boys like Harry Highland and Angus Ford, but like, I'd love to imagine what it'd be like if I was a junior here, because this club is, yeah, it's unbelievable. And I remember when I first come down halfway through maybe 2021, I just felt a part of it straight away. And yeah, massive person for me was Jordan Kinsley. He's a big part of this group, and he hasn't been able to play this year in the 12 o'clock team, but he was one early on when I first got here that made me feel really welcomed. And yeah, I love the club, I love the community.
And as a junior to then coming and playing now, how much do you feel like your game's evolved? Like, I remember coaching you at the Falcons and you're more a deeper forward, whereas now watching you, it looks like you're really mobile. You get up the ground, you work hard back, and it's sort of developed from just being that stay-at-home forward kicking target.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose when I was a junior and playing under 16 Falcons, I think I wore a GPS one game and I ran 3.7K. So that was a pretty eye-opening eye-opening thing to realise that I've probably got to get moving a little bit. And yeah, I've just worked on and been fortunate enough to be at Port Melbourne during the pre-season, and it's been a pretty tough slog during the pre-season, just workload wise, and just getting my body used to that kind of workload. But yeah, I'm hoping that the back end of the year and so far, that it's making me play my role a bit better for the team.
Did you know you're now third on the ladder because Newcombe beat Torquay?
I didn't know that, but we'll definitely take that. As I said, if we were sitting at this point of the year with 8-2 and third on the ladder, we'd definitely take it.
Absolutely. Jace has got the most important questions, and I think you know what's coming.
Absolutely. Now, are you swinging hands? Have you got a partner?
I do.
Yes, very nice.
What
that's
name?
Good.
Name's Missy.
Missy?
Missy Richmond.
Nice. I thought you'd say Missy Higgins.
No, not Missy.
Bit old. Missy. Well done. So you'll take Missy to the Leopold Sporties.
I better, yeah.
Yeah, you better.
Have you been to Leopold Sporties before?
I haven't, no.
Really?
Oh, heard lots of good things.
Yeah, good.
Here we go.
Heard lots of good things.
Yes. Just have the palmy. Now, if you're going to take a good bloke from the Bowen Heads Footy Club, who would you take with you if you're going to take somebody from the Footy Club?
Well, Mitch Jensen was talking a bit about it today, that he'd like to have another chance at the Sporties. He thought his meal that he ordered last time, I'm not going to go into details because I don't want to speak on his behalf, but by the sounds of it, he would love to have his time again and probably go the pub classic with a Palmer or a steak, because he went a bit rogue.
Did he really?
He did.
Did he go the chicken scallopini or something? He went very rogue.
He went some pasta that I just don't think sat well in his gut.
Well, bad luck, Mitch. Well, don't, you're not going to take him, though.
No,
seriously, you don't take him. You take who else? A good bloke.
Harry Highland. I love to take Harry Highland. Harry's a ripper, and
that's fair enough. Yeah, you can take him.
Yeah, he's
now
great
pest bloke. Reptile. He can't say. He could say Mitch Jensen. No, Mitch Beckworth. He said. No, you can't take. You can't,
Jensen said that.
Yes, Jensen okay, said yep. that. Yes, Mitch. But you need another reptile. Who's that? Some bloke you'd never take. Who's a pest or a pain in the bum?
Well, it
must be somebody.
It's a tough question. Yeah. The first name that come into mind, but I would like to take him also, is Angus Ford.
Yeah, no, that's he's good. Just, like it. Throw he's, Angus under the
He's a massive, like. Massive energy bunny, and I love it. But if you're trying to have a quiet kind of night, maybe a Monday, winter's night, he might be a bit too up and about for the meal, but he's a legend.
I could see that.
Monday night steak night, $25 steak night.
There you go.
Do that.
It's good.
Perfect.
Coop, well done. Today, we obviously enjoyed calling you at Joey's for the start of last year, but thoroughly enjoying watching your work here at Barwon Heads. Big back half of the season, obviously. You're the Road Warriors now.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be able to train here and Tuesday and Thursday nights. But, yeah, it's...
Can you let Sam Christensen know that? He didn't know when we asked him.
There you go. Well, it was spoken about a lot, so...
He's throwing Chriso under the bus.
Sam's got some other things to worry about.
Yeah, he does, poor Chriso. We'd love to have him out there. He's a ripper, and he's come down nearly every training and every game. So it's unfortunate for Chriso. He had a great start to the year, and we'll wrap our arms around him, and he's a big part of the team.
Absolutely. Coop, well done today. Congratulations on being our Leopold Sporties, and you joined us. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Well done.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.